I don't know how to drive for shit.
Really?
The fucked up shit about it is I actually paid for a driving instructor to come and teach me how to drive every day. She taught me how to drive. She did her job. But once she left, I still ain't know how to drive.
100%.
What's going on in the deep? When you're in Detroit's airport and you're on this fucking psychedelic journey between terminals, mm-hmm. it's the coolest thing. The first time you
that
fly
tunnel,
there,
tunnel.
You're like, the fuck is going on? There's light shows and there's like sounds, and you come up the escalator and there's a recorded lady going, what's going on in the deep?
That's like, everybody auntie in Detroit.
That is everybody's auntie
auntie, dog.
I was just in the D and you hit me up. You're like,
I know,
you're there.
I'm so sad.
You're like,
so
I want to be there. And it was fucking beautiful day, too.
No,
it
this
was
is the perfect
beautiful
time to be
day.
Because we do have shit weather in Detroit, in Michigan in general. But,
yeah.
So, like, around this time, it ain't too hot, it ain't too cold. It ain't, you get what I'm saying? You'll get some rainy days, but for the most part, this is my favorite time.
It was nice. And I ended up going to, I got cleaned out. We went to some bullshit, you know, like shoe store. We always look for sneakers on the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I wouldn't say Detroit has the best.
Well, there's one particular place that was full of shit. And I was like, this is bullshit. It was a little place. We left. And then Sean was like, oh, there's another place. And we went down to another place that was.
What was it?
Fuck. There's a dude who runs this place that looks like a Jewish gangster in a movie.
Oh, so I don't.
He had a big ass chain with like some Hebrew medallion and diamonds and like gold rimmed glasses, and like I was like, this guy's a real guy. And, I mean, it was wild. It was near the Shinola Hotel.
Yeah, downtown.
But these guys had a really good. Is it Nojo? Would it be Nojo?
Yeah, yeah. I probably. I've been there before.
That might have been it. But
I bought some
remember.
LeBrons from there. Bob's Classic Kicks. I used to do shows there.
I got
all
some
the time.
Fragments there. I got Community Gardens there.
So that's what you're into now. You're trying to collect shoes.
I mean, it's just something. We're on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on this really aggressive tour. So it's like, you know, we do what we do to take care of. We go to the gym. You know, we try to eat right, we try to get our sleep, and then we're just like trying to look for something to do.
I mean, no, that's like normal, like.
Yeah, it's just like.
That's like normal trapping drug dealer shit.
It is, right?
You living on a run eating, you know what I'm saying? Like, you out here trapping, you get what I'm saying? So, that's what drug dealers do.
I mean, we used to try to look for watches, but nobody has watches. They're completely gone every single city.
What do you mean?
The watch market has become so popular, and production in some places either stayed the same or was reduced. So the demand is so high, you can't find most like desirable watches.
This is my last watch.
There it is. That's nice. What is that?
Heavy as fuck.
Let me see that.
The Yachtmaster.
You got a Yachtmaster? You could flip this for some fucking.
It's 20,000.
Yeah, but for net. But right now, have you looked what it goes for?
No, 20.
20 goes for 20 now?
Yeah, it's 20.
This is very nice.
Regatta.
What'd you get it for?
How much I paid for it?
Yeah.
15.
I mean, that's.
But that's what I'm saying. It went up. I already.
That's
went
that's
up
the thing. These are.
But the shit is, I lose it everywhere.
Don't lose this fucking thing.
It's so heavy because it's so heavy. No, it's so heavy anywhere. Like right now. Y'all even know me. I lose my phones here.
Yeah, that's
every,
true. That's
I lose
true.
Everything. Like I get drunk and
that's
then,
a nice watch,
but
man.
I get drunk and it's so heavy and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm mad. It was like a super. I'm gonna tell you the actual story of how I got this watch. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Okay.
So in Detroit, or I don't know, most cities where a lot of scammers are, there would be like a group of Arab, it's usually Arab, Indian type motherfuckers.
Right.
They pull up on you in a truck. They'll pull up on you in a truck, and then it'd be the nigga. He had like a kid. But then it'd be like, they had the bed, they'd be like laid out. They had like pallets in the back of the truck and shit. And you had kids back there. Then the wife would be back there, and they'd be like, we fucked up, man. Can you please help me, man? We got to get back to blah, blah, blah. Whatever you got, we need it, blah, blah, blah. And then when the nigga was telling me this shit, he threw his wrist up. He like, you see, I got the Yachtmaster, man. I ain't on no bum shit. Like, I'm really fucked up right now. I need your help, blah, blah, blah. And then you look in the back and you see the kids and you're like, oh, shit. And then he take off all his jewelry. He be like, here, take this. He took off his rings and he took his chains. And I had like $800 in my pocket. I'm looking at the kids and all that. I gave them every last dollar in my pocket. Like, here, take the $800. I'm sorry, whatever the fuck, dude.
This is a crazy. Common thing that happens?
And they just can't. And so I think I did a good thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to my homies about it, and they like, nigga, that's a scam. That shit happened to me too. They do that all day. He like, nigga, that jewelry fake as hell. He like, they got bags of that jewelry. They just pull that shit out. And then I was like, but in the midst of us having, he took the watch off. He's like, because I was like, man, shit, nigga, you talking all that? Nigga, how much you want for the yacht? Let me buy that motherfucker. He like, man, shit. Give me 8,000. I'm like, fuck. I'm thinking it was early enough in the day. I'm like, man, shit, you want to take me to the chase? I'm like, take me to. But something in me was like, this is dangerous. Don't be doing it. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, and then I was like, damn, when I realized that I got scammed, I'm like, fuck, I got scammed. And I got scammed by the fucking yacht master.
Wow.
And I was like, I have to have that watch.
So then you were on a mission.
Yes. Then I was like, you know what? I got to buy that watch now. Because he held me. I really feel like he scammed me, and he scammed me only because he had that watch. And you can do that with that watch on.
So then you went to the store and got it.
Proper. I seeked it out. Then this jeweler that I fuck with, and I just told him what I wanted, and he's like, "All right, I can get you one." He's like, "You sure you want that watch?" And because I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Man, it's heavy. It sucks." He's like, "And guess what he said? Only douchebags buy that watch. You do not want that Rolex." He's like, "Danny, you have a cool Rolex collection. You like a vintage. You know what I'm saying? You have a nice watch collection. You do not want a
yacht master."
And I feel like it's bad luck. I'm definitely going to get rid of it.
You're going to flip it.
I mean,
I got someone for you if you want to flip it.
Huh?
I got someone for you if you want to flip
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm through. I think I'm done.
Okay.
I think I'm done.
All right. You know what? As soon as we wrap this up, I got someone for you. So wait, because you just said, so that's you got scammed by the pallet Arabs in the back of a truck.
Yes.
And then you just found out, you got a call that you just got scammed unbeknownst to anybody.
Yeah.
By Social Security?
Yeah, no, $30,000 in unemployment.
Unemployment?
Yeah. Somebody been getting unemployment in my name.
And your accountant called you?
Yeah, my accountant was like, you been getting unemployment? They're like, you ain't talk to us about this, man. I'm like, I didn't know, nigga, do I got a job? That was my answer. Like, dude, I ain't got a job. What are y'all talking about right now? They're like, yeah, well, somebody been getting unemployment and your name is $30,000, so we got to make a fraud thing. And do that.
That's collecting for a while, man. They've been doing that for a minute. Because those aren't big checks at once.
I know.
Right?
So, but the thing is, the unemployment people, they say they're going to give me the money back.
Really?
Yeah. So, but I have to go and make a personal appearance. Oh. So that's where I have to go to Detroit to show up at the unemployment office. So, you know, if you're in Detroit and you want to catch me, I'll be in the unemployment office one day. But, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you should do some meet and greets. I should set up a meet and greet at the unemployment office.
That's a good place to do it.
That would be so fire.
That would be so dope.
All fans of the Danny Brown Show, I swear to God, when I go, I'm going to give y'all the date. I'm going to give y'all the date and time to meet me at the unemployment office. Because we got to make this a big deal to let these motherfuckers know. Y'all let a nigga scam Danny Brown? You don't know who Danny Brown is?
That's some bullshit.
Only reason why I got caught, they actually, I don't know how they got it, but I am that retarded where a lot of my, I know I'm supposed to say it, but a lot of my passwords are
Oh.
Is that the dumbest shit ever? Actually, my Pornhub account. The actual name of the account is
Oh my God. You gotta help him out, man.
We're removing all of this.
Okay, okay, good. Yeah, we don't want that out there. We're just protecting you, man.
Remove that one.
Yeah, we'll bleep it. Don't tell him that shit. Holy shit. So this is scams, though.
No, yeah, but that's the big thing in Michigan, though, in Detroit. So
what is up with these scam? There's like scam texts now that always come in. I see them, people post them where they'll be like, hey, hey, Rick, is it? And you're like, this isn't Rick. Oh, I hope I didn't disturb you. And you're like, what? And then they're like, yeah, I'm alone right now. What are you doing? And it's like, this happens I don't know what the scam leads to because I just always reply, this is Ambassador Cartwright. And then
those Nigerians.
Just try to lead to like
Nigerian scammers. Like, even like, I remember back in the day, like trying to buy pussy off Backpage. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes it wasn't a bitch. It wasn't a bitch. It was just some nigga. He'd be like, and then they always get you, like, you know what, man, send $50 right now so I can know this for real. Like, you know, and then you'd be like, bitch, you looking at the pictures, you're like, it's fire. You send the $50. But that's all they wanted. But how many 50s do they get out the day doing right. that scam? That, but I would feel so fucking, like, come on, man. You a nigga fucking acting like a bitch. Like, think about the whole scam of that. Like, you go on Backpage, you make a whole account, you steal some bitch's pictures, put it on there, and then you just attracting horny dudes. And you know what the fucked up part about it? When you get scammed like that, when you read the ad, it's like, you know a bitch didn't write this. Bitches don't think like, but it taps right into a nigga's psyche. Like, right. They knew the right shit that would trigger you to send that $50, man. Yeah. Like, man, you know.
Talking about how they're
going. Come dumb, fuck me now. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, oh, that's all I need to see.
I want to drain your nuts.
Yes, you just see. But no woman talk like that. Right. And then you see the women post, you be like, skip.
Was that your spot, Backpage?
At one point in time in my life, that was a dark time.
That was a dark time.
It was a dark time. I mean, thank God they shut that shit down. You know.
That was like FBI raid.
No, it'd be like, I'll be on the road, road beef.
Yeah.
And I will like that because I feel like, you know, like fucking fans is kind of crazy.
I don't know. I never got to do that.
I got down.
Tell me the wonderful world of fucking fans.
Oh, it's no wonderful world of it. No, it's all weird. Insane.
Yeah, because I've never experienced it. So when it's so clear.
I feel sorry. I know. What's the fucked up part about it is because when I first started like getting my shit going and I was like cool with ICP and Violent J, one time he told me like we was like sitting down having like a man-to-man conversation. He was like, man, you know it's only like a small percentage of men like could really experience what we can experience if you want to experience it. He's like, I don't think, you know, you should really like, you know, take advantage of that and like be like, you know, I was like, damn, he kind of right. Like he fucking like triggered some shit with me. Cause at that time I was like faithful as fuck to my girl doing that. I was like, damn, he kind of right though.
ICP got you going down that path.
So then I started going crazy, just fucking anything, like fucking anything that moved type groupie, like just whatever the fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? Like if you looked at Fairly Cute and you're like, I love Danny Brown music, I slid in the DMs.
Let me ask you this about fucking a
but
fan.
No, let me tell you the end of that story. Maybe 10 years later, I see Violent J again.
Yeah.
And guess what he tells me?
What?
You know that shit I told you? That I'm sorry about that. That was fucked up. Yeah.
You took over.
You fucked over my life. You fucked my life up, man. And he really apologized, like a heartfelt, like, man, that was not the right thing.
That's not good advice. Yeah.
He was like, that was not good advice. And part two, I knew it was ill because Shaggy Two Dope was right there next to him. He's like, yeah, he's been talking about this for a minute, man. Yeah, he's been meaning to see you. He's been meaning to see you to talk about this, man.
Like, how he fucked up.
Yeah, he fucked up telling you that shit, man. Yeah, man. Fucked up my whole life with that shit. Goddamn Insane Clown Posse.
That sounds like the perfect, person to send you down the wrong path is somebody named Violent J.
No, actually, I actually just played The Last Gathering.
Yeah.
And it didn't go good for me at all.
It didn't?
No.
Why not?
I didn't know at the time. Actually, Jay actually going through some like health issues type shit.
Yeah.
And he just got announced to the crowd at the time.
Oh, my God.
Before I went on stage.
That's when they announced it?
So the whole crowd is dead. And I'm like, what the fuck wrong with y'all motherfuckers? Juggalo's getting commercial now? Because I feel like I'm the most underground shit. Commercial.
Yeah, guys.
I'm like, nigga, Juggalo's ain't fucking with Danny Brown?
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit? Like, what the fuck?
But they're all like thinking about his health issues.
Yeah, and next thing I know, they just started throwing beers.
Dude, one time.
I got bottled up. You know?
No way.
I love it.
Right.
The set ended 30 minutes early. I still got paid.
Yeah, all good.
No harm, no foul.
Okay. Yeah, I think...
My manager was kind of mad, though. He was like, man, I knew you got too drunk, and you got to... They're like, no, that wasn't a thing.
That was,
that was, because I took the golf cart around.
One time, Ryan Sickler, I think it was him, he got asked to do a set, comedy set, at the annual LAPD robbery homicide division like function, and he was like, all right.
How is that a thing?
I don't even know. But they gather, he's like, any, you know,
why would they
rules?
Need a function? Why do they need?
Maybe it was like their holiday thing, but then they're like, no, everything's cool. Like, you know, you can talk about whatever, don't worry. He's like, all right, cool. And right before he was brought on, they did a moment of silence for fallen police officers, and he's like, this is my opening act? Like, it's just people being like, God, we miss Kevin and
yeah.
Jeff. All right, Ryan Sickler, everybody. He's going to do some comedy. And he was like, that's not how you bring somebody up, like talking about dead people, man. You know, it's the wrong setup.
I opened for Eminem, so.
How was that?
What you explain?
Really?
Literally, what you think about it.
Yeah.
Fucking Eminem. His fans look like you, motherfucker. Like, yeah. It's just a bunch of niggas like this. And I'm like, rapping for them. I'm like, I fucked up. I really do. I know they're mad at me to this day about that shit.
They are?
Yeah. All them people. Because I was like, man, this shit's like Charleston. Charleston, West Virginia, and this motherfucker. And we was in Ireland. And you know M don't fuck with none of that type of shit.
No, no. Super,
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm never open for Eminem again.
What was M like?
I'm a habitual bridge burner, man.
Are you?
Like Patrice O'Neal. I got that turn from him. Yes. Yeah. I burned. Bro, it's not on my...
But it's like impulsive.
I don't think I'm doing it on purpose.
Right.
I really think I'm just really being me. And then they be like, oh, this is too crazy. I got to get up out of here. Yeah. So that's why I fuck with you. I love you. You're like, all right. But you still touch me through the fence. You still touch me through the fence shit.
I do. I do. So
I told you one time I got so fucking drunk. I got so drunk one night out here when I first moved out here, and I got blacked out drunk. And I talked to Joe Rogan for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't remember nothing.
That's what you told me, yeah.
Yeah. My girl was like, you were talking to Rogan for like hours. I'm like, I was
like
drunk.
in the dressing room, like in the green room. Yeah.
Ain't no telling what I said to this nigga. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I see him every time, he look at me crazy. Like, man, this nigga daddy.
This
crazy.
Is why you're going to go down as one of the greatest podcasters in history. I'm so happy that you have your own podcast now.
No,
I'm really,
to be honest, because, you know, I didn't have this idea until you said it.
Well, we talked, I mean, honestly, I was just telling you, it had entered your mind about comedy, or that came up, and I was like,
it was like comedy before, like maybe you can do comedy or something like that.
I was like, you do that, and you were like, oh, I've thought about it. I was like, you should definitely try to get on stage. And then I was like, you know, podcasting, you're like the all-time just natural great guest we've ever had. Like, you're everybody who's a fan, they're like, oh, he's top three. Everyone says you're top three guests of all time. And I go, you should do a podcast. And then you said, I'll do it if we could do it with you.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. But I guess what? Like, remember, yeah. I was drunk as fuck that night when I said that to you. I swear to God, I swear to God, that night when I said that to you. But it made me kind of be like, because I'd be like, you know, I'd be drinking, whatever. But I was fucked up that night.
Yeah.
I never would have said that sober.
Really?
Like, I never would have. You get what I'm saying? So I was like, sometimes being drunk is kind of like,
kinda cool.
It kind of works out. Because yeah. I think I hit you up that night. It was like, what's up? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I was
you
like,
did.
I would only do it if, but I made the right decision, because at the end of the day, man, like, doing this shit would be hard. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, coming up with it and doing that. Like, you already been doing it for years. You got your staff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes it so dope. If I would have just tried to do it on my own, it would have been trash.
Well, I don't know if it would have been. I mean, I think you really, I'm not just blowing smoke. You really are like there's people who are just like naturals at this. Like, you can just sit and rap and talk about shit, and you have funny commentary, and you know, we just gave like you the production and a team to help you do it.
That's what makes it dope, though.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't want to do it.
Your show looks, by the way, it's very Danny Brown. It's it has like, you know, it has your flavor all over it. So you can watch it, by the way, if you don't know, you can watch it here on the YMH YouTube channel every Tuesday, or you can listen wherever you get podcasts. But it's definitely, it has been, ever since you planted that seed with me, it's been the only thing we've been trying to do is get that show going.
No, so but I love, hold on, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my weed.
Yeah, find your weed. Right. Oh, nice. Oh, that's your vape? Nice. Mm. Yeah. I'm all coughing right. My ass off already.
I know, my fucking dog, we got three chihuahuas. Last night.
You have three?
Bro, last night, I'm in the bed with my girl, and I just looked at her, and I'm like, this shit is chaotic. Right now, she had a chihuahua on her neck, like literally on her neck, like one right here on her shoulder, and then one right, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm cuddling in the midst of the chihuahua fest.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking like, this ain't normal, bro. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if I take a picture of this and like post this on Reddit,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure people would be like, this is kind of crazy. Like, this a chihuahua lady. Like,
yeah, yeah,
who's
yeah.
the chihuahua lady? You get what I'm saying?
You got three of them now. Yeah. And one's a pup?
Yeah, 2 months.
2 months. That's a real pup.
But the other ones are, one is like 20.
20?
Yes. Any day now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we got the new one.
You're about to have two.
And then the other one is 14.
Damn. All right.
And the other one, he's a boy. Yeah. They, nigga.
They last to, wow.
Yeah, so we already got a 20-year-old.
That is wild. She's
old, and you can see an old lady. Get, yeah. her whole litter died. Like, she had a puppy. Like, she had babies. Yeah. Everybody died but her.
Wow.
One of her, like, most of them didn't make it past 13, 14 years.
And do they each have their own distinct personalities and all that shit?
Imagine, it's an old lady. This dog is so old. Yeah. Like, you just see it. You see, like, everything she do, it seems like it hurts. Like, so everybody, you know, we feel sorry for her. And we try to take care of her.
Yeah.
And then now you throw a new 2-month-old dog.
Oh, no.
She's jumping on her. One day, I leave him alone. Before I left here, I leave him alone for 2 seconds just to go brush my teeth. I come back. She got her whole ear in her mouth. Snatching that motherfucker. Yeah. And she's too old to really, she can really, she just looking at me like, nigga, get this bitch off me. She can't really react. She just looking like a shocked look. Like, and they are hairless chihuahuas, so they always cold. So everybody's shaking. They just shaking like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you have crazy, crazy AC where you live? Every place that I go into
Texas is that in general. And you know, my girl, she born and raised here.
I've never seen anything like it. We're all about heat. Right.
So, like, even my girl never cut the heat on until I lived with her.
Really?
Yeah, we cut the heat on. It's like, she get 50 outside.
Yeah.
Like, it get 50 out here sometimes.
It does, yeah.
Bitch, cut the heat on.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? She like, I ain't never cut the heat on.
What?
So I think that's a Texas. They never cut the heat on. Remember when they went through that little snow shit?
Yeah, yeah.
They damn near, everybody, the whole Austin, nigga, we lucky to be here after that. They damn near, this whole shit collapsed damn near. One little snowstorm.
That little snow shit.
Yeah, that little snow shit. But what we learned is that they ain't got their heat together.
No.
That's what it is.
I mean, everyone's pipes burst.
That's so fucked up, though.
Yeah, it was fucked.
I can take hot over cold.
Yeah.
I'm black, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all get burnt and shit. But
we do.
I can take, bro, hot? That is what it is.
Are you cool with these Texas heat summers? Like, it gets hot as fuck here.
We don't go outside. We don't deal with it. That's the whole thing. See, now I get it. Because everybody's up to talk about living with good weather. Especially a person that's coming from Michigan. They'd be like, man. Because we're literally, like, secluded for, like, 3 months sometimes. You get what I'm saying? But now I think it's definitely way better where I'm talking about moving for fucking weather and shit. All these delivery apps now. That's the only thing you have to leave for is to go get shit now. Yeah. Now it's mad shit that can get everything for you now. So
everything.
It's probably ill now living in Detroit. I fucked up. I really left. I left when it got to get the crack. I left when it started cracking.
Yeah.
Ain't that about a bitch.
It's a pro-
but true. That was another thing too. Remember you was like, man, we moving to Austin. I was like, nigga, my girl live in Austin.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, man, fuck it, man. I'm going to Austin. Yeah.
Are you happy with this move though? Yeah.
I'm way healthier.
I talked to you on your birthday. I still remember because I was in Portland, Maine, and it was your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me how much better everything was in your life.
And it was
your birthday.
This last birthday. Yeah. Yeah, because a year for me being a year. Yeah, I was doing coke like crazy.
Yeah.
Like every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened was, okay, I lived mad far from my studio, like maybe like an hour drive from my studio. But then when I split from the person I was with at the time and we split up and then I sold the house and all that, I moved way closer to the studio, which was probably not the best idea for me.
My
studio is filled with
a
bunch of Danny Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Imagine a bunch of Danny. You might want to be Daniel today.
Yeah.
But you show up to a studio with a bunch of Danny Browns, now you're back to being Danny Brownie. You get what I'm saying? So I was partying a little too hard. But of course, when you go through a breakup and then COVID happened and you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of shit. So it was just a lot of shit that combated and was like, you know what? I need to get the fuck out of here. To be honest, that's really what I thought to myself. Like, I'm going to die here. Like, I'm really going to this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The way this is going. But I got the fuck out of there.
You did, and you made the right choice. Let's go back to, I want to talk about fucking fans for a second. So,
oh, God. You goddamn so, right. I fuck fans. Ghostface. Yeah. The Ghostface song. Remember that? Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah.
That's my one of my favorite Ghostface songs. Healthy. I remember getting that a DJ promo. I had the DJ promo of Mighty Healthy one time.
Like, Mighty what? Healthy. I picked up a bunch of vinyl today. I got
it's one of the best loops.
Pretty Tony album. Couple
Pretty
other.
Tony. God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah.
That's when he got to Def Jam. That's when shit started going crazy.
Yeah.
Did you like the Wu-Tang show?
I didn't watch the show. The Showtime one?
On Hulu.
I haven't watched anything.
Wu-Tang has a
I know. I need to watch all it.
Right. I would say season two, they got a little because the first season was so good. Just watch the first season. Okay. The first season was so good, they gave them too much money for the second season. They did too much.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wu-Tang.
Bro, you didn't watch this shit?
No, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Fucking amazing, bro.
I'll start it tonight.
Amazing.
I'll start it tonight.
Amazing. And it'll give you a lot of insight on Wu-Tang, so I know, I feel like I know who Ghostface is now.
Really?
You get what I'm saying from watching this show?
And it's a good job of developing, like, each character.
Of course they had the cosign on it, so I feel like Inspector Deck said he didn't like the way he was presented.
Really?
Inspector Deck said that didn't how it go down. So I feel like but as far as Ghostface, I feel like they did a good job. Where now I understand Ghostface a lot.
Okay.
Ghostface is one of my favorite rappers in life.
He's one of the greatest. He's one of the greatest.
Life. But he did the divorce, the couples therapy.
He did?
On like, VH1? You never saw that.
Ghost did that? Ghostface?
Ghostface on couples therapy was crazy.
Really?
Bro. That shit was... I wish I would have stopped him from doing this, man. This is the only thing that I feel like... The only thing of a Ghostface to me that's like, God damn it, man. Look, that was his girl. Look at this bitch. I love Ghostface, man, but this couple theory... Look at him, man! Put it... No, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy.
You didn't know this existed.
I didn't even know this existed. Bro. You gave me such a rabbit hole to dive into tonight. Holy shit.
It's fucked. Look, he got the two... Look, the other picture with the two bitches right there. Look at it.
Yeah.
That's a... that's a defeated man right there.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But like, I'm saying, I can't listen to Ghostface songs the same no more. After seeing this, but when you watch the show, Ghostface always been a vulnerable motherfucker. Like, when you listen to a lot, and he always been like a sucker for the bitches. And we really think about it, Ghostface, like, girl songs, it definitely was simping.
Yeah, yeah.
He made the, but sound gangster.
Super gangster. Do you remember when he got mad at Action Bronson?
Bro.
And he made that.
That's the best diss song ever without being a diss song.
It's not even a diss
song. When he kicked his foot up like, I'll burn your fucking beard off.
He's like, when you in the club, I'll grab your beard and set that shit on fire.
One of the best rap songs without being a rap song.
Yeah.
If it's his last hit song, I swear to God.
That was amazing.
And I love Action. That's my brother.
Yeah, Action's but it's just like, you know.
But he got to take that L on that one. I mean... I watch that shit sometimes as like a motivational speech.
Yeah.
Like I feel like of a coach, like a basketball team. Like you really want to get pumped up for some shit.
And the music is so loud in the room that when he's doing that, you know, like the
he actually said, if you watched another one that you haven't did, watch the Ghostface Killer Drinks Champ interview.
Drinks Champs? Okay.
He talks about getting into a shootout with the Delphonics.
What?
Yeah. Remember he had the Delphonics on his album. He picked them up in a sprinter in like a van, and then he ended up seeing one of the niggas he was beefing with at the time, and they got into a shootout. I can't, you know, explain this, but it was to the point where he get back to the studio with the Delphonics, and he like, man, they be like, man, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt bad. He started apologizing. He's like, man, I knew I should have brought my knife. That was the punchline of the joke. One of the Delphonics was like, man, I knew I should have brought my knife.
Drake Champs is great. Shout out to Noriega.
Yeah, shouts out. Yeah, he need to have me on that motherfucker.
You ever been on Drink Champs?
No, I ain't never been on Drink
Champs.
Nori,
you gotta have Danny Brown on, man.
Nori definitely doesn't know who I am.
Nori knows who you are.
No, he did an interview with ASAP Rocky and he called me Denny.
Denny?
Like, yeah, Denny Brown.
Oh, he drinks a lot. He could have just been slipping.
Yeah, he called me Denny Brown.
Drink Champs is dope.
But no, Noriega is a life-changing artist for me. I remember the first time I heard Super Thug, I was on Bell Out.
Oh, yeah.
I was on Bell Out Island, some big-ass Yukon pulled up. And I was like, I was a fan of CNN and all that shit way before. And then it's like, But I just remember this nigga just like pulled up and he just like, I just heard like the intro to the
Super
shit,
Thug
like,
and, yes, and like, Oh No.
Dun, 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 dun. And I was like sitting like, and I just heard it like, what the fuck? And then what when the bass dropped, like, yeah. Boom, and he pulled off and I was like, what the fuck?
And it's so cool to have like, sound, like music that makes you want to fight somebody. And that's what I interpreted that as. Like I really wanted to like rob super somebody, thug. You know?
That nigga said he was a super thug. But it was really for real.
Yeah, it was great.
Neptune's all
of course.
I remember actually, you know how I got nigga. I remember so that was Sunday at Belle Isle. Monday, my grandma, I begged my grandma for $10. Like, please give me $10 so I can go buy this Noriega tape. Cause somebody told me that's like that's the new Nori.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, give me $10, man. I begged my grandma, she gave me $10. She's like, you gotta cut my grass. I was like, I'll cut your grass. Gave me $10. I went to the fucking Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Because they used to sell bootleg tapes in the Piggly Wiggly.
Uh-huh.
And I bought Noriega album. And I went back. And Super I was like, dark. I remember going through the album trying to find that.
Do-do-do.
Yeah, trying to find that one part because I didn't know the song at the time. Like, I remember hearing that shit at Belle Isle. What was that song? And I was forward. And I was like, fuck it. But then I heard Bam from TV. And I was like, you know what? This is stupid.
Yeah.
No, I think that was two different albums. I might be.
What year did Super Thug come out? I'm gonna guess it's like.
Is Super Thug on the same album as Bam from TV?
I want to say we're gonna go somewhere between 96 and 99.
What year did Super Thug come out? Right? You guys really typed
98.
98.
Yeah.
So, what was the name of that album? Can we find? That's the most whitest shit ever I've seen in my life.
What?
What year did Super Thug come out?
I'm trying my best out here.
It was 98. Yeah. I was in 11th grade. Is this the same album as Band from TV?
And what about... Oh, yeah, he's gonna do this again. 98. Oh, yeah.
Is that... I'm being... Pull up the actual Niggas on the Run eating track list, and let's just see. That was the name of the album. Niggas on the Run eating. And Noriega ain't even black.
What is he? He's the Dominican?
That's what his name means. N-O-R-E. Nori. That's niggas on the run eating. Part two, I need to listen to some Nori albums. I ain't heard Nori in a long time.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I N-O-R-E. Feel like it's that one. The one when he's sitting there right there. The Nori.
Yeah. Yeah, the one.
The 98.
The 98 one where the hands are clasped in the middle.
Yeah, 98. That's the classic. That's the classic.
That's the classic right there. But everything also, else, Melvin Flint, the Hustlers.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
But that's because he was so... He was the only East Coast nigga that was doing. Click. I want to see the track list.
Hit that. The Jump Off.
Yeah, Bam from TV.
Okay.
God damn, that's such a classic album. So yeah. Shouts out to Dory. You don't want to drink with me.
No.
Nah. I drink niggas under the table.
Oh shit! You're challenging. Oh, actually, I believe you. You want more?
No, you ever, yeah. But you ever heard that story about Dame Dash and Biggie had a drinking challenge?
No.
That was the funniest stories. Dame Dash and Biggie had a drinking challenge. They're like, who can drink the most? And Biggie had a mink on, but he was cheating. And they was like drinking, but Biggie kept throwing up in his mink. Like, ugh. They call it the stink mink.
Ooh.
You never heard of this story?
No.
I know too much hip hop lore.
I love it.
So Dame Dash and Biggie had a drinking contest. Yeah,
because Dame was like, I can drink.
Biggie kept throwing up in his mink.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
C-A-S-A-M-I-G-O. Yeah. I'm liable to say anything.
Do it. All right, let's go back to fucking fans. So
okay. It's not good.
But here's what I want to ask. Normally, when you meet, just say, not a fan. A woman you click with, right? Like you, it could be anywhere. I introduce you to somebody.
No, I've done that.
But that's what I'm saying.
What we doing, like you can meet somebody that's on the same level, like a fashion designer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
But I'm saying,
I've been there.
Of course. What I'm saying is, I'm making the distinction between there's a type of flow that goes to that, right? Like you click, you're flirting, that escalates. When it's a fan who's just like, I love Danny Brown. Do you just go like, come in here then? Like you don't have the chemistry build.
No, you gotta kind of like, you kind of gotta violate the situation.
How do you do that?
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
no, tell me.
In a DM so you can get the screenshot. Like, oh, you gonna do that? Like, you gotta kind of like say the most craziest shit to the motherfucker. And they're like, if they can deal with that, then you know it ain't a fed. Like,
oh,
you really,
okay.
you're really down for the team.
Okay.
And then that's when you make the move. Because if you too, like, PC,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like if I'm like, a bitch, like, I just want to come to the show, hang out. I'm like, nah, bitch.
Nah.
Do you take it an ass or not?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, yes.
Like, yes. And send you an anal gate video or some shit like that. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'll put you on the list now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's how that, if they being too prude, like, you got to get the most nastiest, disrespectful, fucked up bitch you can find, because that's the way you don't get canceled. Because you fucking with normal bitches. Like, that's what I call them, like, civilians.
Right.
You can't fuck with a civilian. We going to, when I'm on tour, we going to war.
Right, right.
And it's,
I want another warrior.
Yeah, it's other bitches. They soldiers.
Yeah.
They on the battlefield with me. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, like, we going to war right now. That's what I tell you. Like, I tell your girls sometimes, like, you know I'm going to war
so
right
now. So, the move is you put out a loaded message, and you see a who.
No, I don't put out nothing. They just. At this point,
well, right, but I mean, you still, you got.
I've made 3-minute songs about eating pussy.
Okay.
So they just.
They know.
Yeah, it's like a Batman signal. Danny Brown coming to your town. That's what my girl don't let me go nowhere by myself right now. It's been cut off. She like, oh, you got a show? Book my flight. Right. Huh? But I get it. It is discipline for me, too. Yeah. And part two, man, that was fun when it was fun.
Right.
The cancel shit fucked everything up, though. You can't be violating bitches like that no more. You think about, like, Two Live Crew, like, you get what I'm saying? I'm from I'm from the old school days. Yeah. Like, you think about going on tour, you gonna have a 100 bitches on the bus shaking ass and doing weird shit. Like, it's, nigga, no, that's fucking, you violate. Like, you can't do that kind
can't
of
do
shit.
That.
You gotta care about women's rights.
God, what a bore. How lame, right?
But yeah, so yeah, fucking fans is never a good thing. But I will say, fucking fans did put me on to a lot of new music.
Really?
Because they always know the next nigga that's coming for you. And she'll put you on another nigga. You be like, damn, I ain't know about this shit. And you be listening, she like,
this is a motherfucker right
here. You coming right now. You better. I swear, all the, like, ill artists that, like, and then, for you know, like, 3 months later, this nigga the biggest shit in the world.
And the girl
like,
knew about
I was fucking
it.
With this bitch, and she told me about this nigga, man.
Wow.
She told me he was coming.
So they're, like, real dialed into the
Bro,
music.
They love it. That's their thing.
Yeah.
That's why I say I only fuck with the ones that's really, like, you know, a certain, like, back in the rock days, like, people that really, like, I don't have a problem with being a groupie. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a great time. I fuck with them. I got my own boyfriend. Whatever the fuck. I fuck. God damn it, man. I'm disclosing too much information.
No, you're not. You're good. You're good.
But yeah, that's how that usually works out. I don't fuck with, like I'm saying, I don't fuck with pedestrians.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing is like.
You going to war or not, bitch? When you come to my show, it's a battlefield.
Yeah.
Did you win the war or not?
Right. I want you got to be a SEAL if you want to get in bed with me right now.
But now it's not like that no more.
No.
That's what it was. Now my girlfriend's coming every show. Even now I got a European tour.
Oh.
Well, probably, but yeah, it's like 3 months.
She's coming?
She's like, you taking me to Paris, motherfucker? That's the first thing she said. You better take me to Paris, which I don't care about Paris. It's like.
Really?
What? They hate niggas in Paris.
Do they?
Yes!
I don't know that.
I mean, Paris, because I think.
I thought Paris was a pretty diverse city though, right? It's like it's a cosmopolitan.
They hate me.
You in particular?
Yes.
Why do they hate
a nigga like me? It's different because they got the Africans, you know, the real black.
Yeah.
And them niggas hate me too.
So everybody hates you.
Yeah. So in Paris, they have a whole thing of if you're not even trying to like be yourself involved in a culture, like if which I understand too, because you have to be able to speak French to even do anything out there.
Yeah.
And if you're not attempting to try or any of that, they're not fucking with you. But you know, us being American, we think everybody speak fucking English. So we,
yeah.
So you walking up, if you walk up to a person in Paris and start speaking to them in English, it's automatic disrespect.
Yeah.
They're like, nigga.
Well, there's ways to do it though, right?
Like, fuck. And think about me walking through Paris.
Yeah, I mean,
what's up, nigga? Ah. So I try to go buy a lighter. I didn't want to smoke a cigarette. I try to go buy a lighter. And I walked in. Let me say, that lighter. The motherfucker picked up the lighter and just flicked the motherfucker in front of me, like, shh, and set it down. I was like, no. I got the cigarette in my mouth, like, motherfucker. Paris is the most I've experienced. But when I actually, like one of my first times being there and I had somebody that was actually from there that speak French and all that, and like,
that was great.
It was one of the best times I had in my life.
Well, there
like,
you go.
Going
then.
To the illest clubs and shit.
Oh, you're set.
I was about to go too deep.
Go deep.
I did have a crazy Paris story.
You did?
Yeah.
With a fan?
No, Diane Wirt.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah. Ninja.
You guys went out?
No, the nigga was sitting on my lap trying to make out with me.
What?
And it freaked me out. Yeah, it did.
Where were you?
In Paris.
But I mean, where in Paris?
In a nightclub. I played a show, and then my DJ had an after party that he played. Yeah, this nigga. And he tried to put it on you with Yolandi. Like, you know what I'm saying? My bitch right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was, you know, I was a single experimenting man at the time, but he was too aggressive. The nigga broke. So I was like, he sat on my lap and started like trying to kiss me and shit, doing weird shit. I'm like, man, you tripping. And then everybody looking at me like, so I'm like, fuck. And then I just got stressed out and I got drunk as fuck. And then I tried to walk down these stairs at the club and I fell down them.
Oh, no.
And then my clothes were all dirty. I was wearing all white.
This motherfucker right here?
Yeah. Ninja. Ninja tried to fuck me. I'm sorry. I guess. And I was scared.
Damn.
In Paris. That's, something maybe.
That's quite a look he has.
They've been getting canceled a lot lately.
Well, yeah, I see the allegations of a hate crime.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of weird shit. But he always throw Yolandi on you. I think that's how he been fucking niggas.
Yeah.
He be getting niggas, throwing her on my... God damn it. Why is we talking about
that? Are they a couple?
Fuck them, though. Fuck them. I could have canceled cuz. Me too. Me too. I was sexually assaulted by Ninja. I stand by that. He know I ain't lying. Yeah. Mad niggas can, but yeah, I remember getting drunk as fuck, falling down some, because I was just like, I think my brain was rattled because I really do like Yolandi. I'm like, man, so yeah. I was like, I was rattled about my situation. Like, man, should I really try this? I mean, it might be a story, it might be a good thing. I mean, you know, sometimes I do shit for the story, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to see this nigga naked. I don't want to be in a room.
Yeah, yeah.
With this nigga, no, I definitely don't want to be in a room with this nigga naked. No time, unless it's prison. And we going through registry. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to.
That's the only way me and this nigga being naked together, dog. And I really thought about it, but I got so mad because like, man, I do want him.
Where's he from?
South Africa.
This is South African, yeah. Dude. Watkin Tudor Jones.
But shouts out to Diane yeah. Wirt.
Okay. Big shouts.
I could have me too that nigga, man.
Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to the guy that tried to assault me.
Bro, and you know the fucked up part? You know, this is the fucked up part. He hit me up. Because, you know, Diane or whatever, I was playing a show in Paris. He hit me up in the DMs like, yo, I'm going to come to your show. Whatever. And I'm like, man, you want me to put you on a list? He's like, don't worry about it. I'll find you. And I'm like, okay. That was weird. That was like one red flag.
Yeah.
And then I'm playing my show, and the crowd, he crowd surfed to the stage to me. Like, I didn't never see him or nothing. Next thing I know, I just see a person just being crowd, and it was him. And he crowd surfed to the stage. I'm like,
damn. He got on stage.
That was a cool ass entrance. Okay. I'm like, this nigga lit. And so it was like, whatever, boom. And he's like, man, we got this party, whatever. Come to this party. Whatever. I'm like, all right. I go to the party and shit. Soon we get to the party, this nigga sit on my lap and start kissing on my neck and shit. I'm like, like you, that would have been a fight. It should have been a fight. But I'm in Paris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who want to be in a Parisian jail? Yeah. Motherfucker speaking French, like, nigga. You know what jail is like for me in Paris? It's gonna be crazy.
Crazy.
Like, so I'm
crazy.
I'm shell shocked. Like, this nigga is really, is he doing this?
That's,
and then I'm looking at my DJ, and the look on his face is like horrified. He's yeah. like. And then, but it looked like I'm down with it. So yeah. He's like, nigga, I'm. So it was like, he's trying to like mind his own business. But I'm like, nigga, because I ain't want to push the nigga, to like throw the nigga up off me type shit. But I'm like, nigga, I ain't really like that. But like, man, you know me, you know, we got, and guess what he said again? I was like, man, I was like, he's like, what hotel you staying at? Whatever the fuck. I'm like, man, I don't know. Don't worry, I'll find you.
He said that
again. In my face. He said it in the DMs, and then he said it again in my face. That's what started making me pound drinks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I might have to stab this nigga tonight.
Yeah.
Because this nigga knock on my hotel room door, bro. I'm stabbing the and it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a thing.
did he find your hotel?
No. Actually, it's even crazier. What even happened? I told you I fell down, so my DJ played a show. Yeah. And I told you I fell down some stairs. So my manager, he's with me. I got so drunk because I'm just so fucking terrified of Ninja now. I'm just scared. So I got drunk as fuck and I fell down some stairs and I'm wearing like all white. So I'm like dirty as fuck now, like dirty club. Like, and I'm sitting in front of the fucking venue. I'm sitting in, I'm like so drunk. I'm sitting on the stairs and my manager and everybody trying to find a cab. In the midst of me trying to find a cab, two girls went up. Oh, Danny Brown. Can't really even speak French. Can't even speak English, whatever the fuck. Danny Brown. Bitches, get in the cab. You get what I'm saying? So we took these two bitches in the cab. Me, my DJ, and then my manager. He was in the front. I'm so mad. I started grossing on the cab driver. Because he looked like the WB frog to me.
Yeah.
So like the WB. I keep saying that like the WB. He don't even know what we're talking about. He speak French. He has no idea. Yeah, he looked like a WB frog. I keep going on this thing like, you got a WB frog. So then we get back to the room. My homie, he took the one that he had and I took the one that I had. And we go back in the room. From me falling down the stairs, I actually injured myself.
You did.
Like my elbow is like the size of a fucking orange. So I'm pissed. So there's no like real fun sexual activity about to go down.
Right.
So me, in the midst of me and her talking, she tells me she has a boyfriend. I'm like, oh shit, you in the wrong. Why are you in Danny Brown hotel room at 2 a.m. with a boyfriend? So I commits to violate the whole situation.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So we doing shit. And I'm like, look, how you think your boyfriend think right now? Everything I'm doing to her, I'm talking about the boyfriend.
Oh, no. Like,
think about him. Look, you don't give a fuck, bitch. Huh? You don't give a fuck about that nigga. Like I'm doing to the point where I probably dozed off. I dozed off like a mid sleep and the bitch was gone. Like I remember just waking up and everything was gone. Like
really?
She took everything. I'm like, I did violate. I did really violate.
She took your shit.
Don't be cheating, bitch.
She took your shit?
Huh?
Did she take your shit?
What, my clothes and shit?
Yeah. Like
no, I have that happen, but no, I violated her so bad. I made her feel bad for cheating on her boyfriend. Oh. I did it for the boyfriend.
But
I made her like, I'm a piece of shit. Look what you doing. You out here fucking this nigga. Like, bitch, you are terrible.
You have had your shit stolen, though?
Yeah.
Really?
And bitches posted on Instagram. What? A bitch took my Jeremy Scott tracksuit in Iceland.
And posted it.
Posted it the next day. Like, we was in Danny Brown room, and I couldn't even lie. My girlfriend was like, that is your track suit. Because they posted and tagged me. My girl saw it and was like, you was playing with?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, it was actually that one. The one with the, to the left. That. Yeah, to the right or the left. Yeah, that one. The bitches stole it from me. I had the pants, the top and bottom set. Iceland is a great time, though.
Is it?
You've never been to Iceland?
No.
Bro, you and Christina.
Reykjavik?
Bro, you and Christina on some couples, like, bro, really? Get the fucking room with the fucking the hot tub and the ice shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit. It's lit. Iceland is I'm taking my girl to Iceland. That's the only place that I want to go. Cause my girl's like she always wanna hang out, do vacation shit. And I'll be like, man, that's come on, we travel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get on the plane, I got to be making some money, bitch. I ain't about to be just going there to have fun.
Right.
I ain't no having fun getting on the plane with me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm getting paid if I get on the plane. You know
yeah, no,
that's the
I
way
know.
I look at it.
What's your top three places to hit that you're like, this is like you look forward to the most that's international?
To perform or just going there in general?
Just to go
London. London.
London one.
London. Because I have such a, I don't know. I mean, I've been such engulfed in London culture and just everything. So when I first started going out there and shit, like I was really, if I didn't move to Austin, I would have moved to London.
Really?
Yes.
And also, you're a fashionable dude. Like, that's a fashion town, too, right? Because you're always, like, you're always on some, you know.
But they fuck you up.
How so?
Because the money difference.
Oh, yeah.
You go out there, and you be looking at some shit. You be like, because it's pounds and whatever the fuck. And then you be like, damn, this is kind of cheap. Put my card down. You be like, no, that was the same price. They fucked me up. Like I've had crazy shopping adventures in London because I just didn't understand the trends.
The wildest shit you told me you ever bought was a cape.
Yeah. I gave it to Zaloopers. But I've done some
recent ones?
Well I've been buying like a lot of like local merchandise.
What's that?
Like Chris Chan comic books.
Okay.
I've been collecting all the Sonic shoes.
Yeah. Is that, it's a lot of dough?
And like action figures and shit. Like, it's stupid. It's the dumbest shit ever, but you have to seek it out to find the shit. Yeah, I own every Sonic Chew comic now. I actually completed the whole set.
You did?
Bro, my girl hates me for this shit.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing with your life? And I seek them out. Yeah, so yeah. I have the complete Sonic Chew set. But part two, Netflix, I know y'all going to do the Chris Chan documentary. It has to happen. Please involve me. I'll do music for it.
Hey.
Let me do the music.
How much is a comic book like this?
No, it's not. It's some cheap ass shit. It's not a big deal. But it's all about finding the episodes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because it's like, you can find some on Amazon. You can find some on eBay. But it's a lot of like missing like chapters and shit. But I've completed my shit. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you was talking about a shoe collection. I'm like, damn, I went from buying like expensive ass $1,000 ass expensive ass shoes to collecting Chris Chan comics.
Yeah, I got to get into something else. I'm a clothes hoe, and I fucking, every time I walk into a city that has like nice.
Come on, man, we need to shop together, man. I'm gonna put you on some shit, Tom. Yeah. Let me.
I'll go with shopping with you.
I have you fresh out here, cuz.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I know. You know about Noah?
Mm-mm.
That's what I think you should be wearing.
Okay.
Noah.
All right.
That's your Noah. Yeah, Noah. It's a New York brand.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Yeah, Noah, right there. Noah NY. I feel like you should be wearing Noah.
I'm in.
You a Noah nigga.
Okay. I like it.
For real.
I like it.
This is their new shit. That's what I'm saying. Plain tees and all that shit. Because they ain't make shit like this. This is the new shit right now.
Nadav, send me a link.
No, you should wear Noah. Brain Dead is my favorite.
Brain Dead?
You know about Brain Dead?
Mm-mm.
Brain Dead. But Filipinos unite. You know what I'm saying? Brain Dead. I give my top brands. I give my top. All right, all right. That's what we doing on right now, too, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
Noah. Brain Dead.
We are Brain Dead. Okay.
There we go. Brain Dead. That's my Filipino brothers, though. Brain Dead actually designed my last two album covers.
And did they
all
did?
Merch. Yeah, and did all my merch. So when you see the Attraction Exhibition cover, it's Brain Dead. So Brain Dead, Noah, Cavimp. Look, that fucked you up, didn't it? Cavimp. So CAV, space, EMPT. Cavimp. Boom. I'm fucking time up right now.
Yeah, you are.
Cavimp. Cavimp. The thing about Cavimp that make them so cool,
yeah,
they gift nobody nothing. They never gave anybody anything for free.
I like this.
No celebrities could wear this. You know what I'm saying? No, you know how most clothing brands give everybody shit?
Yeah.
Cavimp never gave nobody nothing. So if you look, my hangover patch. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nadav, send me these links.
Cavimp.
You got it.
Oh, what we got? We got three. We's at three right now.
Yeah.
Noah, Cavimp, Brain Dead.
Brain Dead.
The next, Liam Hodges.
Liam Hodges, everybody.
L-L-I-A-M. H-O-D-G-E-S.
This is off the dome. You're just
Liam Hodges. Oh, look, I couldn't even get it. It's a UK designer. Liam Hodges is, but guess what? No one wears this. It's only me.
Yeah.
This shit been going, I've been doing this shit for like 10 years. Look, Liam Hodges, my nigga.
Okay.
Fire.
All right.
Fire.
I'm gonna start.
So now I'm at four. So I got one more five.
Okay.
Martine Rose. M-A-R-T-I-N-E.
Rose.
R-O-S-E. Rose. Martine Rose.
These are your go-tos.
Got five best designers in clothing, and you can wear it.
Okay.
Because guess what? You're not looking like a lame. Like, you're not like wearing Balenciaga.
Yeah.
I seen Tim Dillon wearing a Balenciaga sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And I cringe.
Why? Because.
Why the fuck Tim Dillon wearing a Balenciaga sweatshirt?
Maybe he thinks it's hot and you know.
He getting money now. That's all I looked at it like. You getting money now.
You get money, yeah.
You definitely shouldn't have did. And because I seen the whole thing. All right, Tim Dillon,
me and you got beef, I guess. Cause I seen the whole thing. He was talking about like niggas over 40 smoking weed. Like, man, you smoking weed too much, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Nigga, you buy Balenciaga sweatshirts, it's not a good look.
Facts. Wait, do you hate that because it's just such
I hated it to my it made me because it made my blood curl when
it's such
I saw,
a name
when
brand.
I saw Tim Dillon wearing a Balenciaga
shirt. Tell
never,
me why.
I'm never wearing Balenciaga again.
But tell me why. Tell me why.
Cause he don't post a word that shit. It's not made for niggas like that.
Because he's a comic and
you
and
just
like,
look at him fashion wise.
Yeah, yeah.
He don't care about this shit.
Right. He's you usually know what I'm he's usually in like a collared polo.
Just wear a champion hoodie. Like, just be real. But when I saw this nigga wearing a Balenciaga situation, I'm like, this nigga bought.
He got paid. Oh,
you tripping. You getting money now.
That's how he's usually dressed, though, in a polo. That's, I mean, the way
I had him, he was on Danny's house. And but no, not like no disrespect or nothing like that. He's like one of the top comedians in the world.
Oh, he's
to
great.
Be honest.
Tim is great.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I saw him on his podcast wearing a Balenciaga hoodie and I cringed. I really cringed.
Okay.
As a fashion person, like, fuck. And I remember like seeing 50 Cent wearing Givenchy the first time. Well, I call it Givenchy, but he's wearing Givenchy the first time. And I was like, fuck.
That's it. That means it's done for you.
It's done.
Because it's just not made for that person?
Yeah. Okay. So it made it commercial. You don't supposed to be wearing it.
Yeah.
I can't. That's what I'm saying. Let me, bro.
Yeah.
I gave you the most. I didn't tell you some other. It's mad other brands that I know about that I fuck with. But I'm like, for time, what?
You gave me five. Shit? You gave me five to go shop with.
Bro.
I'm down.
Oh, it's another one if you want to. Pam.
Okay.
Which is an Australian brand.
Can't believe you know all this shit just off your head.
No, P dot A dot. You know, it's got to put the dots. And then type clothing, maybe. Pam was one of my, it's Perks and Minis.
Okay. Yeah,
Perks and Minis. It's one of my favorite brands, Australian brand.
Damn, how do you know all this shit, dog?
You want to fuck with me? Like, I'm saying I'm some clothes shit. I had you fresh out here, Tom.
Okay. I'm literally.
Right now, this t-shirt I'm wearing right now is Oak.
Oak?
Oak is my favorite American brand.
Okay.
Like, you know what American Apparel was?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Oak is the new American Apparel. But Oak was around when American Apparel is gone now.
Yeah.
I love American Apparel. That was my shit.
That was good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Type up Oak. So, yeah. Show you Oak.
Oak. Okay.
But Lady Gaga started shopping at Oak, and then it made it a fucked up thing.
Now, do you have a go-to?
Oak Puff Fort right there. See, Oak. That's where you get, like, plain tees and, like,
Nadav, you send me all these names.
And you guess what, Tom? I can put you, you are fresh where you're not, because I don't want to see you in a Balenciaga.
I don't wear but I don't wear that.
I don't want to, bro, look at this. Fly shit right here.
That's nice, man.
This is nice shit. Grown man shit. Look.
That's nice. I
the
like
white
it.
White tee with the shorts. You get
it
what I'm saying?
Good. It looks good, man. Yeah. Sometimes I go hard
but
with...
But yeah, comedians shouldn't be having Balenciaga logo.
What about like Italian like bespoke shit? Do you fuck with that?
Who you think? Custom shit?
Yeah.
That's what I live for.
Who do you go to if you're going to like dress up?
Dr. Romanelli.
Dr. Romanelli?
You don't know who Dr. Romanelli is?
I sure do not.
Bro. He's the illest. He's the, you know what Dapper Dan was?
Yes.
So Dr. Romanelli is that of this. Matter of fact, type Dr. Romanelli and Danny Brown. He's done so much custom shit for me. I always made him do custom Carhartts. I had so many custom Carhartts from Dr. Romanelli.
Yeah.
But like Action Bronson, Alchemy, like all of them, everybody get Romanelli shit. Actually, that's what you need.
What?
You need some Romanelli shit. Look, I did a whole collection with him. Look at that jacket.
Yeah.
That's what we designed together. But you know what he do?
What?
He take clothes from your, like, put it like this, clothes you don't wear no more.
Yeah.
Or some shit from your oak, and you just send it to him, and he'll make shit out of it.
Really?
That's what he does. So that jacket.
I like
was
that.
Out of, it was made out of all old shit that I had.
And he made
it. And so he made it.
That's very.
No, go up. Right there, that actual jacket, yeah, that was like just, I just sent him a bunch of shit, and he just made that jacket out of it.
That's fresh, man. I can't believe how much of this you're dialed into. This is wild.
Yeah, that's another one.
That's another one. That was nice.
Yeah, that was the whole collection we did.
That
I gave away all these coats too to all my homies.
What?
Yeah. Look, that one. I think I got the first one. I think I got that one at the crib right now. This one, some Aztec shit.
Yeah.
Look, I designed. Come on, man. Fuck with me, man.
I do. Shit. I fuck with you. I'm gonna send you receipts tonight. I'm gonna show you what I got. I'm going shopping.
Yes, man. Do not waste your money, man. I swear. I can't fucking, bro.
I know.
It's all about. You know what the thing is that I learned about fashion is all about proportions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the way you look, the way your body is built.
Yeah.
Because before you just want to wear what you want to wear and. You know, it is, but it's all about the way your body is designed to wear certain shit.
Sure,
that's why
sure.
The brands I gave you have shit for you.
Yeah, I feel like you did. I feel like you
I wouldn't it. Like it's some other shit. I can tell you about some other shit, but it's like
it's not gonna look good.
Like Imran Potatoes.
Yeah,
he's like a fashion terrorist.
Okay,
like everybody hate him, but I ain't gonna lie, he might have made the best Vans I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Type this up, Imran Potatoes. Imran Potatoes. Kanye actually bit the fucking shit from him. Yeah, he just did a van. Yeah, right there. That last one, the van with the big stripe. I want those so bad.
Which one?
Right here.
These?
Look, I want those so bad.
And they're like sold out everywhere?
No, I'm copping.
Okay.
No, I can get them. I just been like, I don't know if I, but yeah. As soon as I leave here, I'm copping.
I'm going shopping, like.
Yeah, I'm copping.
I will break.
I swear to God, Nadav's
fingers
today,
if he doesn't get me the full
list. When I got dressed
list.
Today, I thought about the Imran Potatoes Vans. Like, man, should I really grab them?
All right, we're gonna send each other screen grabs.
Look,
of what we got.
I would have had them. It would have worked great with this. What I'm wearing right now.
Yeah,
I'm grabbing those.
Yeah,
Grailed is my favorite site. Everything I'm wearing right now came from Grailed.
Grailed, is that like a curator site? Like
everything I'm wearing right now, literally from head to. Pants, okay. Socks, everything I
all
wear Grailed. Came from Grailed.
Okay.
This chain came from Grailed. Only thing is the watch. The watch is my real jeweler. But
yeah. That you're going to flip.
Yeah. I'm really.
All right.
I'm down to trade this for a gun.
Fuck yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are y'all laughing at that, man?
What are you looking for? A handgun?
AR-15. You should.
It's a hot topic.
Nigga, yeah, so I got to grab one, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Marmot coat.
You want to get, all right, like an assault rifle. Yeah.
No, we got a bullshit pea shooter.
Yeah.
At the crib.
Do you have a handgun?
Like a bullshit piece shooter.
Okay.
At the crib.
Okay.
I feel like it's protecting us. But I keep telling my bitch, because I can't buy a gun until I get a Texas ID.
Right.
I still got my Michigan ID, because it's a whole story with that. Because I got my driver's license, but no one should have ever gave me a driver's license.
Really?
I don't know how to drive for shit.
Really?
Bro, I literally finessed the driving process to get a driver's license. And the fucked up shit about it is I actually paid for a driving instructor to come and teach me how to drive every day. She taught me how to drive. She did her job. But once she left, I still didn't know how to drive. So I went to go take my driving test. But my homie was like, man, I know this ratchet ass driving place. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you that shit. It was Indian niggas. It was where they go all the like people in Michigan go with, they ain't got their fucking, you know, they ain't got their green card, that shit.
Yeah.
It was
the
ratchet shit. Yeah. So I go there, but the thing that I did to make me finesse the whole situation, I just wore all my jewelry that I had. Like, at this time, I had, like, the fucking 30K grill.
Yeah.
The big Rolex on with the fucking diamond. Like, so I'm doing a driving test. I'm feeling everything.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking at them with this diamond grill, this bling, and like, and it was a good day in Michigan. The lights was hitting, so I'm like, I'm shining. And I told a nigga, like, man, I'll give you $10,000 right now, man. We don't even got to do this test. I give you $10,000 right. Look, I pulled the bank. I'm like, nigga, I'll give you $10,000 right now, nigga. We can just end this shit. Pass me. He's like, I can't really do it like that.
What?
Yeah, he's like, I can't do it like that. But we did the whole test. Nigga, definitely failed parallel parking.
Yeah.
Bumped all cones.
Yeah.
He threw me on the freeway. I never been on the freeway before in my life. I'm driving on the freeway like, the first exit. I get up off that motherfucker like, And then we start, I just look at him and smile like, and then the diamonds hit like, yeah. And he just,
He was like a bitch. He's like a fucking, he's like a groovy bitch. He's just like,
mesmerized. Diamonds just,
yeah, he was like, he couldn't help it. He was like, and he just passed me. So I have this driver's license, and I've been buying cars with a driver's license, but I can't drive for shit. I swear to God. Only car I can drive is a Tesla.
Really?
Because Teslas are like driving golf carts.
Yeah, yeah.
With regenerative braking. Yeah. Because the new Teslas, they kind of cut out regenerative braking. Why people?
It's just funny that you would know about regenerative braking.
No, that's only way I can drive.
Okay,
if it's got regenerative braking,
you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So you and another type of car is no good.
Yeah, the first car I ever bought in my life of getting money was a Porsche Cayenne.
That was your first one?
Yeah.
You crash it?
No, my girl got it right now. And guess what? She loved the car. She been driving it like,
yeah, of course. How long you guys been together?
5 years. All
right. Well, you guys are good together. I mean, every time I've been around you guys a couple times together. You guys
She's my rock.
Yeah.
I would say that. I will marry her, though.
Okay.
I'm being lying. I talked about it on the last podcast. Marriage to me, I have no problem with being married. And you know, and I will follow all the rules to it. Like, I'm a nigga. Like, I'm a real nigga. But I hate the whole ceremony.
Oh, the actual, yeah.
It's gay to me.
It's gay.
And I have no problem with gay shit. Like,
I know, but it is gay.
But it's gay.
It's gay.
Like, to expose my feelings to my family and
yeah, it's
to
super
be sitting
gay.
There talking like, this the woman I love.
Yeah.
It's like, say a thing. And
it's funny because it's...
And then kiss in front of everybody. And
it's traditionally...
Like, suck my dick. We going to the courthouse.
Yeah.
If you want to marry Danny Brown, we going to the courthouse. It ain't...
There you go.
And guess what? We're going to do a one-on-one.
Yeah.
With just me, you, and a preacher.
Maybe throw a party at later if
my
you want.
Family, yeah, and yeah. Then just throw a party. But yeah,
skip all the gay shit.
Who should be celebrating me getting married?
Yeah.
It's not a celebration. It's nothing should be fun about that. Sure.
Yeah.
It's no party after that.
No.
It's like, this nigga tapped out. It's over. He's never going to be the same again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. He tapped out.
Yep.
It's not fun anymore.
I know.
It's no party should be having for a marriage. With me, I don't know about these other niggas.
Yeah.
But me is like, I can see all my friends like, it's, I can see the look on their face like, man, no more bitches.
I know.
No more.
I know. Weddings are so gay. It's funny that like, they're traditionally heterosexual unions and it's the gayest thing you can get involved
no,
in.
No, the thing is about me. No, the thing about... When I get, I don't care about gay shit. I love gay shit.
Yeah.
Gay motherfuckers are the funniest motherfuckers
they're
in the
great.
Life.
And yeah.
Whatever the fuck. You get what I'm saying? Everybody a little gay. But, facts. No one's not. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Bro, Danny Brown showed up to this motherfucker with a swooped hair to the side.
Yeah.
Bald as fuck with the tightest jeans. Y'all didn't think I had nothing to do with gay shit when I first came in this industry. Like, it was all gay. Yeah. It was literally all gay. So
gay.
That's that.
But shit.
I'm just an ill nigga. You get what I'm saying? To the point where I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't make motherfuckers feel uncomfortable about that shit.
You of course. Of course. All right, we gotta wrap this up. This was so much fucking fun.
Yeah, we had.
We had a good run. Danny Brown shows every Tuesday.
Danny Brown show on Tuesdays. And you motherfuckers need to send fucking, you know, hit the email.
Yeah, hit the email up.
What is the email? Hit it.
They'll tell you.
Danny at the Danny Brown Show.
I know.
Danny at the Danny Brown Show.com. Every Tuesday on the YMH YouTube channel. And you can download and listen anywhere you get podcasts. We are over. Elated that Danny Brown is doing a podcast here. He's funny as fuck, just like he was today on that show. So check it out. Watch it. Download it. Danny, thank you for coming today.
No, I love y'all, man.
We
I
love
swear
you
to God,
too, man.
No, real shit, like, this is like a, I told you this before, but I feel like this is like a, the reception that I got from the podcast, like, because I didn't think it would be like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
People are stoked.
Everybody love it. They fuck with it. Because, I mean, we are
combining fan bases at
this point. For sure. You know what I'm saying? You're bringing Danny Brown fans.
The mommies are fucking with it. And then people from Danny Brown, people from my shit.
Yep.
They fucking with it.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
But it is, at the end of the day, it's organic. And it's just me talking about me doing me shit. It's not no fake shit. That's all I'm gonna say. No fake shit.
And you are a genuine, real talent, not just with music, but with this shit too. So we're super happy about it. Thank you for coming. We love you.
I love you, man.
We'll see you guys next time.
On the set. Game banging.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.